This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. I hope that you're well today. If you were with me yesterday morning, I hope you were. We were talking about this, the question, what is sacrifice? And I spoke about the terrible event that happened 13th of January 1982. The Air Florida Flight 90 was taking off from Washington. And it was a terrible afternoon. It was snowing. And this plane crashed into the Potomac River and 78 people were killed. But there was one hero, one amazing man by the name of Arland Williams, who was 46. He was a bank executive from Atlanta. And so the man was given the opportunity to save himself from these icy, terrible waters. And you know, five times he made a conscious decision to put the lives of others ahead of his own, and he died. And they recovered his body and the others from this terrible incident. So he gave away the opportunity, this rubber ring that was given from the helicopter above, the rescue helicopter, for him to get out and to be saved. He must have known that there was no hope for him, and he just vanished beneath the ice. So he was this hero back in 1982 called Arland Williams. I think it reminded me that in this wreckage of this aircraft about what Jesus said in John 15:13. The greatest love, Jesus said, when a person lays down his life for his friends. And the amazing thing, too, about all this is that Arland Williams didn't know any of these people on the plane. There was another man who, centuries ago, gave up his life for others. He wasn't praised for his courage. In fact, he was jeered and insulted for that. It was the public execution of a man who was sentenced to this humiliating death. And this death was no accident. His own father was aware of the plan. And, I mean, he didn't do anything to stop it. What sort of a father would allow the execution of his son? And I'm referring to Jesus Christ, who died on a rough cross in AD 33 on a hill called Calvary. And the best explanation for this man as a hero is found in the gospel reading from John 3. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. This was a matter of survival, because we are all going to die. We're going to perish. But do you know, the Bible tells us that God has a rescue plan made possible by Jesus. And that's why Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, even so he shall live. So Jesus was the only one could actually pay the penalty for sin. His divine life was better than anybody else's. And by the sacrifice of his life, this penalty for sin could be paid. And so he was the greatest act of heroic love that the world has ever seen. God loved the world. And here we have Jesus, who agreed to suffer the agony of a crucifixion execution. It was not an easy or a pleasant time. He chose to die. So how often have we seen references to the crucifixion? The Son of Man, says the Bible, came not to be served, but to serve, yes, and to give his life as a ransom for many. He came as a sacrifice. So when Jesus gave up his life, he was not doing this as a mere man. He was God, God in human flesh. And this means that he gave his life for everybody, for you and me. It was a divine moment in history, actually. Jesus had equal status with God, Paul says. He didn't think so much of himself that he had to cling to the advantages of that status. When the time came, he set aside the privileges of deity and took on the status of a slave. When becoming human, in an incredibly humbling process, he lived a selfless, obedient life and then died in a selfless, obedient death. The worst kind of death, a crucifixion. That's Philippians 2:6-8 from the Message translation. So here were two men, one who died not that long ago, actually, but one who gave his life as a ransom. We thank God for Jesus, the ultimate hero. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.